at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this hump day Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A Northern Michigan man who pleaded guilty in 2023 to threatening to kill two presidents and included a statement to kidnap, tie up, and leave Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Lake Michigan, is facing new charges. Timothy Heath Finley of Alger is accused of sending a threatening message via Skype in April, stating that he planned to rape and kill beautiful women. The person he was messaging asked, "But what does this have to do with me?" Finley responded, "Because I will rape and murder you too." This according to an affidavit obtained from an FBI special agent, Nicholas Vanderploeg, which filed the complaint yesterday. Finley was released from federal prison after a 22-month sentence for threatening to kill President Joe Biden. He is now being charged with sending threats via the internet, which is an interstate platform, which is a federal offense. Back in January of 2014, Finley pleaded guilty to threatening to kill the president. At the time, of course, that was President Barack Hussein Obama. He was sentenced the following May to up to 5 years in prison and 3 years of supervision after his release. The threats included statements that Finley wanted to kill Judge Noble and the president with a bomb. "I want to bomb the White House, and I can't use this word on the radio, freaking kill the president and Obama specifically." The threats were made while Finley was incarcerated in the Ogama County Jail for an unrelated bomb threat that was charged in state court. February 2023, Finley pleaded guilty to threatening to kill the president and was sentenced for the charges to go to federal prison. The judge recommended that he be placed in a facility that could also accommodate his serious mental health needs. The guy's obviously crazy. Now he's out under supervision during his release period, during the 3 year period, and the guy's right back at it making other threats. Well, in the case, going back to 2023, was a statement from an inmate at the Aranac County Jail where he said the threats that he made to take life of the president was real. He even described how he would plant the bomb in the White House, discharging cyanide. He even talked about the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, what he would do with her. Well, charges are being filed now again against them. And let me ask this simple question. How many times are they going to deal with this guy, lock him up, and then let him go? You've got all these cases showing exactly what his intent is. First of all, he's stupid enough to put it on Skype, which is a interstate platform to communicate with people, making it a federal felony that they could prosecute him on. Well, this one may be, because Michigan doesn't have a three strikes rule, this may be something that the Democrats possibly look at doing once they get back from their summer recess. Senate bills 893 and 894, Democrat senators sponsorship, every single one of them. Again, bringing attention to who? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You see what's going on here, folks? And by the way, the wrap-up keynote prior to Kamala Harris accepting the nomination for president, guess who the speaker is? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This, without a doubt, has a common theme to it. Every single aspect around this woman has to do with her running for president of the United States. Didn't want to be part of the ticket this year. Why? Probably because she believes that Kamala Harris is going to lose. She doesn't want to be part of a losing team. She wants to hit the ground running fresh in 2028. But I just found it very interesting. The same person making those threats, this story comes out with new federal charges against this individual, who's released in a supervision role, being monitored by a probation officer, is out making the same kind of threats, gaining attention, and just ironically, the same days of the national convention by the Democrats in Chicago, they break these charges against this individual. Just saying. Another story I wanted to get into today's show, and we talked about this with Ian Murphy, about the Michigan Supreme Court's recent ruling regarding minimum wage and mandatory paid sick paid leave. Starting February 21st, 2025, minimum wage laws are looking to take effect. Minimum wage will get to $15 per hour by 2030. Also, minimum wage for tipped employees are going to go from $3.93 an hour to $5.90 an hour. This is all going to affect February 21st of 2025. Well, according to the Small Business Association of Michigan survey, showing businesses are worried about inflation and increased labor costs as the new laws are set to take effect in February. The SBAM survey looked at 500 businesses and found that 93% have said their costs are higher than normal due to inflation and supply chain issues. 78% said that they've increased employees' pay at least 5% over the past year in order to keep pace with the higher prices their employees are having to pay at stores. SBAM President Brian Calley, former Lieutenant Governor under Governor Rick Snyder, said Michigan's smallest operators are expressing concerns and starting to lose confidence ahead of these new regulations that will hit them in just 6 months. Calley said half of the businesses in the survey were reducing their expenses to prepare for the reinstatement of increased minimum wage laws and paid sick time. When the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that what the Republicans did under Kelly's reign as lieutenant governor, when they adopted and amended the upcoming ballot initiative to raise minimum wage and require paid sick time. Survey from the small businesses in Michigan, 79% of the businesses said they are already currently offering some paid time off, but cannot afford 9 full days under the new proposed laws. Small businesses are the most trusted institution in our nation, and we know that people support their local economies the best they can. But the more government increases labor costs, the closer to the cliff you are pushing our small businesses, Callie said. The survey also found that overall optimism for Michigan small businesses was going down. Only 37% of small businesses were optimistic about the short-term prospects over the next 6 months. A total of 54% said they were optimistic, however, over the long-term survival of the economy. However, the cliff is in sight now. Starting in February, they will start to go over the cliff, Callie said. This has got to be fixed, people. The Democrats, working with the Republicans, have got to do something. And I'm sure with the governor all concerned about jobs and the economy, she cannot deny these type of surveys. I know Brian Kelly has a working relationship with the governor, being the president of Small Business Association of Michigan. I'm sure this survey is going to be put in her inbox. The question, what is the governor and the Democrats willing to do about it before the end of the year? Or are they going to not address it in the lame duck, let the Republicans take the majority back on November 5th in the House, and then try to do something in January when they come back in session with a Republican-controlled House? We'll have to wait and see. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. Greatly appreciate you guys listening, sharing this information that we talk about every day on the show. Podcast, listen on demand anytime. Tell your friends, coworkers about it. If they've never heard the show, tell them to go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand. The stream player repeats the show every 3 hours. So if you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., before it re-airs on the radio station tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Today's show will air tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, and then we're back here live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. But the website, the podcast, listen on demand anytime. We greatly appreciate if you tell others about it. They need to learn the information we talk about every day on the show, the stories we talk about, text messages from you guys, the interaction we have. We greatly appreciate that. Now, one thing, Sheena from Indian River, most of the jobs are entry-level, low wage. My autistic son did get a job coach to help him learn the duties and how to do them correctly at his job. It is a part-time job, no benefits. I wonder what the Michigan Rehabilitation Department charged for that training. And it's amazing, she goes on to say, it seems like he gets penalized for working, trying to contribute the best he can. But my question is, did they stop any type of assistance he was getting? Or was he basically trying to do this on his own? I don't know the situation, Shayna, but I appreciate the input. But yes, I have that same question. How much did they charge for her son's training? And again, it's low wages, no benefits. I'm sure he's doing the best that he can. But you don't know the answers to all these questions. But here's the other point about it I was trying to make. Is this a role of government? Would it have been better if the money had not been spent by the taxpayers? By reducing the corporate taxes this particular business is obligated to pay Lansing. You see, I believe, as most libertarians do, most constitutionals people who look at government from a different perspective. It's not the job of government to take care of us. Leave us alone. If you lower or eliminate corporate taxes, income taxes, there's more money naturally in the marketplace for the private sector to do this more efficiently than government can. That's all I'm saying. So, again, differences of philosophies. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants the government to do everything for us, that they have visions that they can do it better than the private sector can. Well, I totally disagree. And hopefully, the next Republican governor candidate will agree with me and see if we can try to fix these things as we move forward in the state, starting with the 2026 election of a new governor. We'll wait and see who ends up running. We will press them to come on the show and talk about these issues, talk about these reforms, talk about what needs to be done to truly fix the state of Michigan. But in the meantime, folks, all we can do is at the local level. All we can do is fight at the local level to make changes within our communities. For example, we just announced the new slate of candidates running for the Onaway School Board. If you know anybody that lives in Onaway, text me Onaway, and I'll send you the slate card of the candidates that the Presque County Republican Committee came out in supporting and endorsing for this race. Make changes at your school boards. Make changes at your county commissioners. Hold these people accountable. If you guys ran for county commissioner and lost your primary, you ran for sheriff, you ran for county clerk, whatever, and you lost, don't give up. Don't go away. Start attending these county commissioners' meetings. Be allowed to speak at public comment. Hold these people accountable. Learn about the meetings. Learn about their budget. Learn about the things they're spending our taxpayer dollars on. Maybe perhaps in 4 years, you'll run again. Maybe by then you're too old, you don't want to do it. But you can educate, inform others, and perhaps find a younger person to run for that seat to do a better job. You can't give up. You have to be involved. So this is the mission, folks. This is the plan. We have to work like heck to educate the public here in the next 70-some days before the November 5th election. It's our responsibility to inform them, engage them, and get them out to vote. This state will play a pivotal role in who gets to be president of the United States. That's why Trump and Vance are coming here so many times in the next couple of